the committee chairperson that we are hands on. It will help. You see, the 12 billion is actually 13 billion rand now that we are talking about. The majority of it, which is close to 9 to 10 billion rand, is informed by communities. Your mother, my sister, the indigent. That's the amount of money that makes the 12 billion rand. So for us to have 12 billion rand in our books, it's literally unrecoverable, especially on those people that I'm referring to, close to 9 billion rand chairperson. It's unrecoverable easily. It cannot be easily recoverable. It's in it indigent, it's in it people who are normal, it's in it a history of a non-collection that was done over years. It's not a reflection of money that speaks to yesterday or in the financial year or in the administration that I'm in. It ranges to administrations. That's the amount of money. The balance of it, 1.4, I think it's 1.8 now. Government is about 1.4 now. It's about 2 billion rand. Yeah, 2 billion rand is government now. Now I'm going to demonstrate how far we have fought to recover the 2 billion rand. And the balance, therefore, is business. I think this is what the one that we are referring to. That is the recoverable money that we'll have. Now, what we have done, we went to Treasury. And I hope Treasury should have reported this. And in our interaction with Treasury, Treasury met with COCTA. So the two ministers discussed. In our last COCTA Lehotla, in that we came about 2 weeks back, a resolution was taken by the two ministers. It was disclosed that has been taken by the two ministers that all government department that owns municipalities, their monies are going to be deducted from their budgetary system, their grants and everything. By December, as we move into January, we'll be having that money that they owe us into our coffers. I'm sure that satisfies the question that I was asked with regard to government. That is why we did not assign any lawyer to collect money from government. But I must remind our Honorable Mr. McKay, as we're councillors together, what I reported one day before the council, that when we came in, the collection, spell, and discipline of the municipality was given to a single company. At that time, the government was owing the municipality 1.8 billion rand. The residence was around 8 billion rand. Business was about 2.5 billion. So what we then did, what had happened then, it was given to one person. Chairperson, I just want to give you a very quick figure. If the government would pay, which they did, pay 600 million rand to the municipality at 10% collection rate, 10%, how much that that company that was collecting everything do? Just on 600 million rand. Is that not 60 million rand? Would you expect that company to go to the residents and business and still demand to collect or go to Dubai? So when we were together with Mr. McKay as councillors, we unbundled the collection. It's not a long time ago. It's as old as when the new provincial government was installed, that they came here. We had just passed to unbundle the tender that speaks to the collection. And unbundle would mean a number of companies must be given a number of disciplines, not one company collecting a particular all discipline. Those that would collect from residents must do residents. Those that will collect from business must do business. Those that collect from any other entity, maybe it's our residential or rental unit, they must do so. Not cluster them into one because they will go for the soft target and make money and disappear into thin air and come only when they don't have money. So we have unbundled. So the number of lawyers, the law firms that were mentioned, are a product of the unbundled program. They have just jumped into their job. I don't think they are more than 6 months or even 4 months. The 6 months from March. Yeah? From March. Yeah. That's when they came in. They had to put their own infrastructure because we demanded a particular system where the discipline of the money must actually be exercised. So we are at that point where we are now saying they must be hard at work. I do not even want to bore the committee on what they get confronted with. But one of the simplest example, Chairperson, is that you are an indigent. They've got your record. You have not registered. They come to you only to find that literally you are an indigent. They've spent their money to collect the money from you. Not only is that system plain sailing and smooth running, we must refine it. We are doing that. So I'm answering to say we are doing something on this. It is not as all system goes. So yes, sitting from here, you'd see yourself as a law firm that you can come in, bulldoze and get the money. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. You get litigated along the way. And there was a question as to how much money are we using on litigation. We must also do these things. Also taking into consideration that any processes that we enter into and is not perfect enough is subject to litigation. So then there is a billion rand that is said we have, and therefore, why have private companies? I think the answer was given. We had no systems. We're working with a staff component less than 40%. We are building on it. We are making sure that the maestro does have all the nuts and bolts in terms of all the discipline that it must. But we had to budget first, Chairperson. We could not just take people and then put them in there and we don't have money to pay them, especially professionals. We had to budget. So our current budget accommodates the opportunity to begin to look at critical posts in order to make sure that the metro does perform at least to a maximum level where we must begin to get rid of a private sector and insource some of the expertise. But it is not just going that way.